Hey, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of the OIG Roundtable. It's not really a roundtable. It's more of a dinner tray. And it's me, Eric Rubenstein, Senior Director of Litigation, Fraud, Waste, and Abuse here at Advise. And for those of you that have tuned into some of our recent LinkedIn Lives, you will recognize Dan Olson, one of our payment integrity directors here. Dan is a long time, and I certainly will encourage people to go look at his LinkedIn profile, but Dan is a fixture in the fraud, waste, abuse, payment integrity space, all things data. And for those of you that tuned into our LinkedIn Live on data, we are doing a part two of that in September because we just had so much to talk about. We've gotten so much feedback on that. And Dan has so much to share and offer and teach. So we're going to do a separate one on that. But we wanted to do this very brief kind of special episode of the OIG Roundtable as a primer for those of you that are going to be at NAMPI, or for those of you that are interested in NAMPI. NAMPI is the National Association of Medicaid Payment Integrity. NAMPI, National Association of Medicaid Payment Integrity, NAMPI. This year's conference being held the 24th to the 27th in St. Louis. Dan is a regular fixture. For those of you that are regulars at NAMPI, you know Dan. He just told me this is his 26th year or 27th year this will be going. So he is a regular fixture here, and in his former life at Deloitte, where he was part of the senior leadership there, he was a regular participant and presenter and one of the people that was always seen, heard, and spoken with at NAMPI. So, Dan, I want to talk a little bit, for those that don't fully understand NAMPI, many people are more conversant in some cases with NHCAA, mm-hmm. National Healthcare Anti-Fraud Association. You've been to that conference, yep. 15 or 16 times as well. And while the audiences that attend these conferences may be similar, there are some distinct differences. And, you know, the one thing that I think resonates with me and certainly resonates with you is that a lot of the people that attend NAMPI are the same people, because the Medicaid payment integrity space tends to be a very unique space and people don't really leave. But let's talk a little bit about, first and foremost, the importance of going to a conference like NAMPI, the networking piece of it. And let's start with that, because that's really, you go because the networking is probably one of the most important things when you're discussing anything in this space.
Yeah, Eric, thank you. And thanks, everyone. Appreciate that a lot. And I totally agree. I mean, networking is key. It's not the be all end all, if you will, but it's certainly a major component when you have a dedicated three and a half days that you're together with not just senior leadership, but of each of the states, but also the investigative managers, audit managers of the team, and data analysts. And you also have a component where, you know, CMS and OIG are there. You have several of the Medicaid fraud control units. So you really have a wonderful cross section of representatives of everyone that is working in the Medicaid program integrity space. And just for by way of sizing, is roughly around 1,000 to 1,200 people are attending this conference. And in recent years, almost every state is present there. So it's really, really a great opportunity just to meet with people, to get to know them, to get to know the needs they have, get to know, what is working for them, what their pain points are, et cetera. So really love it.
Yeah. And, you know, having attendance that's as big as that is, that does rival the NHCAA conference. The NHCAA has been, you know, anywhere 1,200, 1,500 people, give or take. And depending upon government budgets and what's going to happen, you get some fluctuation. So size-wise, it is similar to NHCAA, but from a course offering perspective, let's talk a little about that, because the courses that are offered and, you know, the sessions are going to be, in a lot of ways, very different than the NHCAA sessions because it is Medicaid-focused. So let's talk a little bit. So the agenda will come out, and I think one of the challenges that people have when they go to these conferences is you get inundated with the different tracks that are there, the different sessions. The NAMPI conference is a little different than the NHCAA because in order to speak at the NAMPI conference, you must be a state or federal organization or a sponsor. So mm-hmm. if you don't sponsor, you don't get to speak if you're not federal or state or something along that lines in the Medicaid space. So you really need to be very particular about the sessions, because there are concurrent sessions. Yes. And then there were breakouts. And so it's you really got to spend time if you really want to get the most out of this conference. Let's talk a little about that, because you'll get the agenda, you'll get the list of all the sessions, and then you've really got to spend some time kind of figuring out what are the best sessions to go to.
Yeah, that's right, Eric. And there are a number of sessions. And usually the way the agenda is put together is you're going to have what they call breakout sessions. And usually there's three or four options during each of those breakout sessions. And so, you know, like you mentioned, is there's going to be on different topics. Topics could be anywhere from electronic visit verification, nursing home fraud, dental fraud, you know, and then also there will be more larger sessions, plenary sessions that are going to be on an at-large topic, or they may have a panel in that plenary session that is going to be MFUCU representatives. And what are the new or the current fraud trends that are in existence? Or there's usually a plenary session that is the CMS Centers for Program Integrity. And what are they seeing? What are new and different things that are happening, or cases of interest that, you know, they feel would be helpful for everyone to learn about?
Yeah. And I think, you know, the thing that becomes the challenge is that when there are multiple sessions that people want to go to that are concurrent sessions, yeah, you have to pick and choose your battle and then rely upon whatever the handouts or slides are. And, you know, I think the thing that people sometimes have as a challenge is something may look interesting to them, but may not be relevant. And what I say is, if there is a relevant session, you should think about going to the relevant session before you go to the one that sounds fun and interesting, but also thinking about staying in your lane. You know, the Dan Olsons that go to these conferences, if there's a class on something managerial or leadership related, because you're in that space, that's going to be something that's going to have more probative value to you than maybe going to a lower level investigative success session, because maybe there's something from that leadership perspective that you want to hear someone else's thoughts on, or what have you. So sometimes I know when I've been to NHCAA, and I've been there for, you know, 20 or 25 years, and I was a member of the faculty for years, the biggest challenge that I always had was going, if there were concurrent sessions going on, was the one I had to pick and choose. And that was sometimes the hardest decision, was the picking and the choosing to figure out which one is going to be the best for you at that time.
Yeah. And what I would suggest, especially for those that are going with, you know, their team, you know, and you've got four or five individuals, is, you know, the divide and conquer approach is really, really good. And so that way, you know, rather than two or three people going to the same session, you know, if there are areas that you're looking to gain more knowledge of, is do that divide and conquer. I find that's very helpful. The other thing, just going back to COVID for a moment, is one thing that NAMPI adopted and they've carried on is, every session, they have a virtual library of all of the material from the vendors and of the sessions that is there. So if you have that situation where you're wanting to go to two or three sessions and clearly you can't, is you can go and download. And that information is usually up there for 2, 3, or 4 weeks after the conference. So you don't have to like get it right away before it goes away. But that's really helpful, too.
Yeah, and that's an important take home, is that I think sometimes people have FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. Right. And they feel like if they don't go to a session, they're missing on something, but there's enough resource out there. And I think the divide and conquer approach is probably the best thing, because then at the end of the day, you can sit with your team and kind of go over what you each learned and bring it back and have a fruitful discussion as a training session, right? I mean, we do that here when we have people that go to these conferences or go to trainings. They come back and they bring back that knowledge and they share that knowledge with other people that are on the team. Let's talk a little bit about just the mechanics for people that have never been to NAMPI and have maybe not ever been to a large scale conference. And if you are someone that's from a smaller town or a smaller city, it can be absolutely overwhelming. The example I always love to give, I did my undergraduate at University of Buffalo, And that was 40,000 students. And I remember my very first day of my freshman year, I walked into an intro to political science lecture hall that had to have been about 800 students. And there were two young ladies sitting behind me. I grew up in New York City, so crowds are not a thing. And there were these two ladies sitting behind me, you know, girls, we were 18-year-old kids, and they were having an abject meltdown because they grew up in a very small town in upstate New York, and their graduating class was something like 15 people. The school didn't have 800 students in it. And they were overwhelmed by just sitting in the lecture hall of 800 or 900 people. And I know from going to these conferences and talking to people from smaller communities and towns, it can be inordinately overwhelming. Large conference center, a lot of moving parts, a lot of noise, people, places, things. And I think for some people, it can become overwhelming very quickly. And people just need to, you know, be able to focus. What are some of the things that, you know, you kind of like to do as a regular and routine large conference goer? What are some of the things that you do when you arrive to settle yourself in?
Right, right. Well, I mean, first thing you're going to do is you're going to go to the registration desk, you're going to check in, and you're going to get your badge. And they're very intentional with badging, you know, at most conferences, and clearly at NAMPI, is your name's going to be pretty large print. And so if you see someone, like if I'm walking by and I see Eric, and you're like, goodness, I can't remember Eric's name, but oh, okay, there it is. And then you're like, hey, you know, and you can kind of meet up. And that's really helpful. The other thing I do is, you know, if there are, you know, certain states that I want to, you know, make sure and make a connection with, is I'm gonna intentionally look for those either in the handout that lists everyone, or, you know, again, just walking around. But, you know, the NAMPI is, again, good, is they're going to provide you a list of the people and their names and their email addresses, typically not phone numbers. And, you know, that way, you know, folks appreciate an outreach. And so, you know, going back to where we started the conversation with networking, is there is ample time throughout the conference, whether it's through breaks to go to the vendor hall or just breaks between sessions. And there are tables that you can just go and, you know, sit down and have coffee or a Coke or whatever and just chat with folks. And that's what I really appreciate about NAMPI, is it's larger, true, but it has that small town or that, you know, kind of old home feel to it, where people are just really interested and it's not a threatening environment by any means. And quite honestly, I learn a lot, and I meet a lot of neat people and a lot of new people every conference I go to. Certainly there's that contingent like myself that have been there for 20 plus years, and it's fun to touch base with them, but always looking for, you know, the new individual and trying to reach out and bring them into the fold, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, whenever when you brought up the name tag, it's one of those things where you see these people, but maybe you only see them once a year, and you remember them, but you don't remember their name, right? Like,
right.
I'm great with faces, I'm terrible with names, and that becomes a way to make that reconnection. The other thing I know NHCA does it, I don't know if NAMPI's doing it this year, if they've done it in past years, is they sometimes will deploy an app. And so you can keep track of some of the things on the app. And one of the things I know that NHCA has done historically is if you wanted to connect up with someone right through the app, you had a way to message them and get a hold of them that way. And so that becomes a really important piece. But the piece, and you're right, you can't be a shrinking violet on these conferences. If you're there by yourself or you're there with one other person and there's a spot at a table, you just go and sit down. You know, the thing I always tell the first timers is you have a common ground inherently. You're all there for the same reason. You can all talk about where you currently work. What are the cases you're working on? It should be a natural conversation. It's not like you have to have cocktail chatter, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about having a conversation where you don't know where this person's religious, political, sports affiliations are. None of that. You can ask them all these questions about what plan are you at? Where are you working? Their name tags will tell you these things. It makes for a very easy ability to have conversations. You don't have to have icebreakers because the ice is inherently broken by just being there, right? And getting that. And I think, you know, for you, you've been going for so long, people recognize you in the hallways. You know, it's kind of a nice feeling. You know, when I go to NHCAA and I walk through the hallways and people remember me and, you know, oh, you know, are you still at this place? You know, are you still with Advise? Or, you know, hey, do you remember we worked this case together when you were at the OIG? Or some connection that you make with people that reconnects. And, you know, I am sure, Dan, that you're going to spend a lot of time catching up with people that you haven't seen or what are they doing? And that's really what the strength of NAMPI is. The strength of NAMPI is that, that networking ability and not the corporate chicken that everybody's going to be eating during the lunch break. You know, it's the meetings, it's the gatherings and all of that. So as we, you know, wrap up this kind of unique OIG roundtable, give me your few hints, tips, and tricks for a successful conference.
Yeah, so we hit on a few of them for sure. Is, you know, the agenda's already been posted. You can go out to NAMPI.org and pull it up, and you'll be able to see what that is. So I would encourage anyone and everyone to take a look at that and start to pick and choose what sessions that you're looking to attend. The attendee list is not on that, but I would encourage you, you know, once you have access to that, is just start going down that attendee list, and you know, you're going to identify either some individuals or some companies that you're looking to engage with. One thing we hadn't really mentioned was there is a vendor hall that is there. And so, and the vendors are more than happy to show you, you know, their solutions, their analytics, their dashboards, whatever. So I would encourage folks to make sure that they walk through the vendor hall and, you know, have that conversation. Because again, if you want to get into a more in-depth conversation with a vendor, they're more than likely going to say, hey, let's schedule an hour. And they may have like a meeting room that you can go to that's off the floor. And you can have more of those in-depth questions and gain some insights there. The other thing that I would encourage as well is everyone's really approachable at the conference. And by, you know, what I want to emphasize is that when the sessions, the breakout sessions, typically 40, 45 minutes with an intentional 5 or 10 minute buffer at the end. So feel free to go up and speak with the presenters. They are more than happy to chat with you. More than likely, they're going to share their email with you and say, hey, let's get together, or say, hey, I've got 15 minutes at this time. Let's go get coffee and meet up with them. So again, it's a great conference. I'm really looking forward to it. St. Louis is a wonderful venue, and it'll be a lot of fun. And I hope to see you there. And, you know, please come up and, you know, say you saw our little webinar here, our presentation, and let's chat.
Yeah. And for those that are looking to either catch up with Dan or introduce themselves or talk to Dan about either his background and his time and his former life at Big Four or the, you know, strides that he's helping us here at Advise achieve, his email address and his LinkedIn are all going to be posted here as part of the deployment of this chat. So, you know, get out there and talk to people. I believe there might be a special guest visitor. Jean Marie may be swinging through for a day. I'm not 100% sure, but I think she's going to be popping in. So it'll be good for, you know, the two of you as always to connect and, you know, take advantage. These conferences are here. They're only once a year. It's a great educational experience. The networking is always amazing. It's always good to see your old friends. It's always great to make new friends. Right. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, that's kind of the way a lot of these things happen and the way that you connect up people to find the things, people, places, and things that you need, these conferences can often show. So Dan, I hope you have a great time at the conference. I know that, this is one of your favorites, if not your favorite. So you'll always make the best of it. And as always, we thank everybody for tuning in. This was, you know, kind of our special episode because, NAMPI is going to be in another week, and we want to make sure that, particularly for first timers who might tune in, there's always a nervousness because it's new, and new is sometimes scary. So if you're out and about and you run into Dan Olson, stop, say hello. He's not a coffee drinker; he's a tea drinker. So be sure to ask him if he wants a tea, and sit down, talk all things payment integrity to everybody that's there. And Dan, good luck at the conference. I'm sure you'll have a great time. And for everybody that's tuned in, we always appreciate all the time you give us, and we'll see you on the next OIG Roundtable.